Hello and welcome back to the Tips on Apple Devices podcast.
Hi and welcome back to the Toad iService podcast.
Welcome to the Toad podcast. My name is Adam O'Fosley.
Welcome back to the Toad iService podcast. My name is Adam O'Fosley. Hey everyone, it's Adam O'Fosley here. Welcome back to the Toad iService podcast. This is the real intro now, like happening today. So since we didn't have a new episode ready for this week, I put together some of the best moments and important moments from the podcast, which will be relevant soon as we begin to revisit some of the episodes and provide updates on them. As usual, make sure to subscribe to the Toad iService podcast on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and visit us on our Wix website by going to toadiservice.com. Thank you.
Do you think it will be important for kids growing up to know how to code?
I definitely think that's the direction our society is heading. A lot of jobs will be STEM-oriented. Kids should get as much practice in STEM as possible.
Is it difficult to create puzzles online, or is it rather straightforward?
Well, it depends on your level. So if you just started making puzzles, it's going to be a lot harder than I am right now. And if it is hard, then there's the software you get just has like instructions on how to use it. So it's pretty easy.
Teenagers have additionally been using social media to send important links and petitions, express their anger, highlight Black voices and stories, and share calls for action to their followers.
I think that social media has both positive and negative impacts on our generation. Sometimes social media can directly affect someone's mental health. There's a lot of anxiety regarding posting something. People might never show their face and fear that someone would comment something mean or start a chain of cyberbullying. I think this develops a habit of always focusing about what you look like and not how good you feel inside about yourself. I have developed a habit of always checking social media and not giving myself a break from it, which causes a lot of stress. When I'm not on my phone, I feel less tense and live more in the moment.
Even before we went into remote learning, like the few days before school ended, they were like, okay guys, we know we're gonna do distance learning, so we're gonna get ready for it. And so we did a whole day of like distance learning in classroom. Like we had our computers and the teachers just put assignments on Google Classroom, and then we like didn't ask them for help. We need to email them or whatever. So yeah, I think we were pretty ready, but then it was a month of nothing.
Yeah, and our school and schools in San Francisco, I think, are at least the public schools are fairly sort of teched out, if you could say that. And we were already using a lot of computers, and we already knew how to access Google Classroom and things
totally,
like that.
Yeah.
What does a school look like now with so much technology incorporated? Like, how do we explain how we learn today in a middle school or high school, elementary school, even whatever it is, to adults?
Well, okay, so, wow, that's a good question. We have 3 classes a day, and they're online. And so basically, we have our first period, second period, and third period. Obviously, this isn't for elementary school, but maybe for high school or middle school. And then, so we have our 3 periods a day, and they can be up to an hour and 30 minutes long. Some teachers take 30 minutes and some teachers take the whole hour and a half. And then on Tuesday, we have our 4th, 5th, and 6th period classes, and they assign us work. That's usually, I don't know about your classes, Adam, but mine were usually due by Friday. Like, the whole packet was due by Friday.
Yeah.
And Wednesday, we could just ask teachers questions. And then Thursday and Friday was, like, small groups of the class. So, like, your teachers would put you in small groups, and if you needed to ask questions or talk to the teacher about something, that's when you would do that. And it would bring your classes down to a smaller size so that the teachers could really focus on you if you needed help. And I thought that was really smart of them to do that. So, yeah.
And I think what we have to understand is
this wasn't like, okay, they're going to sort of email us and help us learn from home. We were really on Zoom doing everything on a computer, and they used, I mean, a lot of different tools.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to that special recap / compilation episode of the Toad iService podcast. We will have more new episodes on exciting tech topics, exploring the role and impact of technology in our everyday hobbies and careers very soon. Make sure to subscribe to the Toad iService podcast on Anchor, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And we'll see you soon.